Saints of God, this is your host Dionne Marie coming back before you with God's Virtuous Woman this marvelous Monday. Today is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Monday, July 19th. Oh, wow. Guys, half of the month, even more than half of the month, has already passed. And I don't know about you, but I understand that time is the Lord's. And if you would think back before the pandemic that hit in 2020, I don't think for those of us, most of us maybe, time was passing by this fast as it has been in these latter days, these latter months. And all I can tell you and all I want to tell you is think it not strange. God is on a throne. Jesus is coming back. And we are in the last of the last days. You know, the Bible says that every 1,000 years is as of one day before God. And the book of Revelation talks about the 3 days of passing. And saints of God, Jesus walked the earth over 2,000 years ago. So I don't know if your math calculates to that which my math does, but that appoints us as to this time right here and now of walking this out in that last day that is of 1,000 years to us, but as of only one day to God. I am here. I'm your host, Dionne Marie, with God's Virtuous Woman. We are coming before you, saints, ladies of God, to encourage and empower and motivate you this Monday to get you going through your rest of the week, to get you empowered, encouraged, and motivated based on our scripture, birth, chapter, and book of the Bible, Psalm 31. That virtuous woman, who can find such a one? Oh God, I thank God and I praise God for you and your families always and always. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and we enter into your courts with praise. We do this each and every day because your word has ushered us into knowing this is how we get in your presence. Into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We bless you for keeping us always and always. Thank you for blessing and keeping our families, oh God. We pray for them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Bless and keep them in every aspect of the way. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for this world, the city of Atlanta, and the world for you, Jesus. We pray. And Lord, we pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. Oh Lord, you are coming back. For your bride, you are coming back, dwell here on earth in the land that you have already foretold us of, which is Jerusalem, your first love. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you for our brothers and sisters there. I plead your blood over every aspect of their body, spirit, soul, and mind. And God, right now in the name of Jesus, as wars and rumors of wars continue to build up, and to be complex against the country, the city of Israel, Jerusalem, God, you will lift up a standard. You, as the enemy comes in, you will lift up a standard consistently, daily, against the enemy that tries to come against them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you for it. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for blessing all of my sisters, their families, right now in the place and space where they need you most. Reveal yourself, oh God. Oh Lord, you are the knower of all hearts. You are our advocate. You are our mediator. You are our Lord and our Savior. Vindicate your people. Vindicate your women. Oh God, you see what it is that we go through on a daily basis. I thank you and I praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, ladies, for being a part of our podcast tonight. Again, Marvelous Mondays with your host, Dionne Marie, on God's Virtuous Woman today, July 19th. I thank you for being a part. I'm not going to be before you long. It is going to be short, sweet, beautiful, and I pray in Jesus' name you have a huge takeaway from the message tonight. In simple, in very layman's terms, God is speaking to us tonight, ladies. to be able to be militant in our faith and to stand wherein the liberty God has made us free. Your destiny is where you're headed. Your destiny is what you're fighting for. Your destiny is what you're believing God to complete and for you to be dutiful in walking out in the name of Jesus. You know, I want to read a passage of scripture, which is coming from the book of Psalm 34, 19. I've got so many things to share with you, but I'm only before you for a couple of minutes. But this is a devotional thought and prayer centered on literally the book of Psalm. And it says, Father, please give me the faith that I need, the faith that I have to have, God, to believe and to carry out your will for me. And a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He, God, protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. God, I thank you for your word. And that God's word is always true. But I want you to understand this, ladies, because for us in everyday life, this could walk out in a situation on your job, in your family, in your marriage, in a friendship, in any type of relationship, difficulty with you dealing with your bank, difficulty with you dealing with school, difficulty with you dealing with challenges from a creditor. This could walk out and play out in any phase of life. God is telling us a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And all is not subjective to some, to all of that day. All means it encompasses all. There are no restraints. There are no restrictions. All encompasses everything. God will deliver you from them all. And God protects all your bones, and not one of them will be broken. I thank God for the reading of his word, because that is so important. That is so important for us to walk this daily life out when we have got things coming up against us. And I'm just going to be real, real, real with you tonight, ladies, because I have talked to some of you this week. I've heard your prayer requests. I've seen the emails. You've got stuff coming against you on the job. You've got bosses excuse my vernacular, but you've got hierarchy folks who are jealous of you, who are trying to minuscule your time, your work, your ethics, your efforts, all on that level. And then you've got within your own home, you've got the struggle with your own families. Wife who's saved, the husband's not saved. The husband who's saved, the wife who's not saved. The children are trying to do a balancing act between what I do or what I shouldn't do. And then at the same time and in the same breath, they're also trying to get their advantage over you. And they're trying to get you to allow for things to happen in their lives that you would not ordinarily allow to happen. Because guess what? They understand and they see that you and your spouse, you're in disarray. And then you have the child. The child that is hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious. But at the same time, the parent, you or not you or whomever, is causing that child to be provoked. You have got to get this together. You've got to get this together. Ladies of God, women of God, woman of God, mother of God, we have got to get this together. God is pure. God is excellent in everything that he does. And he will not suffer. He will not suffer your wrong to just be settled in the pocket of being wrong. If you pray and you call out, Father, I need you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life this day, henceforth and forevermore, God will manifest himself. God is sitting ready, willing, able to come into your life as a rushing mighty wind. but he can't do it until you open your mouth and you allow him to. Remember, we are free will moral beings, and God will not go against his own word, which is to invade your territory. You have got to allow him in to be able to sit and sup with you and you with him, and for him to be able to expose to you the things that he desires for you to do and how he desires for you to do it and when he desires for you to do it. God is perfect. You know, we in the flesh, in the natural, in this human body, we get so built up, we get so swollen, we get so revved up that we are, again, of no earthly good. You're sitting here trying to bind and rebuke and cast down devils and demons and other folks, when all those demons and devils and things are operating in you and they've been allowed to operate in you, because you know what? You have not dumbed down to the will of God in allowing God, regardless of what he wants you to see and be exposed to. You've not dumbed yourself down to being available for God to show you and to lead you and to guide you. You're so built up and you've got so much animosity, hate. You've got so much bitterness in your heart that you can't even see the road before you for the forest of issues in your own life. I am telling you, women of God, I'm telling you, women of God, you will get nowhere fast on this road. You have got to decrease that God may increase in you. Selfishness, self-centeredness is real. And I admonish you and submit to you in Jesus' name on a daily basis to go before God. Father, forgive me of my sin. And please, God, in Jesus' name, allow for me to hear your voice and to be led by your Holy Spirit as to the deficiencies in my life and what I did wrong. No one is perfect. No one will ever walk away with having the ability to say that I am perfect. Because even Jesus, when he walked the earth, he was tempted in all fashions, on all levels, as we are today, but yet without sin. But yet without sin. So I'm encouraging you ladies today to stay before God on your daily basis. You've got a lot going on this week. You need to slay. You need to speak. You need to dominate. You need to rebuke. You need to cast down. You need to bind. You need to release in the name of Jesus. All kinds of things. But I tell you this day, you think on things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are just, things that are peaceful, things that are of faith, things that are of a good report. Because by thinking on these things, you bring peace and you bring liveliness and you bring focus and balance into your day. Because again, the devil understands his limited time here on earth. But do you understand how great that time is? He's going to do any and everything that he can to annihilate and to destroy you. Annihilate, not just hurt you. That means to crash and burn you. So there is something that I want to read before you, just a couple of points of inspiration for you to be about for the rest of this week. And I want you to think about this. And we're going to come back before you this Thursday with our podcast, God's Virtuous Woman, on our terrific Thursdays, giving you a full half hour of God's word, empowerment, encouragement, and motivation for you to go through the rest of your week. But I want you to listen to this, because I thought that this was so apropos, and I think more so than anything that this will bless you. From the perspective in mind, God, where I am right now, there's only greatness and upward boundness for me from here. Listen to this. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. Think about that. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. There's a lot of people here on earth that eat grapes, but there are hundreds of thousands of more people here on earth that chooses for that grape to be fortified and be produced into wine. Diamonds form under pressure. I had a friend of mine years ago who told me, "Dion, you're a diamond." And I didn't understand the intent, the purpose, and motivation of what he said. But I tell you today, at this day and age, I realize the scope, the height, the depth of what that message was. We don't understand. Diamonds are formed under pressure, hot pressure, cold, fire. It's refined in the mist. Olives are pressed, what? To release oil. We can take that oil away as the oil of gladness, the oil of joy. Seeds, how about that? Seeds, think about this. Seeds grow in darkness. There is no fruit that will be produced without that seed being submerged into darkness, covered with what? Dirt. Ladies of God, women of God, woman of God, God's virtuous woman, whenever you feel crushed, under pressure, pressed, or in darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation. I'll say that again. Ladies of God, whenever you feel crushed, under pressure, pressed, or in darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation.